From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm Darren Howlett. And thanks for joining us tonight as we explore local food culture with tonight's guests, Mr. Craig Freeman and Arzina Hamir. Hello.
Hey, nice Hello. To see you again.
Welcome. Yes, Arzina, thank you for coming back. Yay. And thank you for kind of organizing this whole sit down.
Wow. So. We have a big event that we would love, you know, folks to hear about. And this is the place to talk about food and farming in the Comox Valley.
Excellent. Good. Yeah, good. Thanks. So we want to get some of this information out. So where do we start with this?
Well, let's talk about the event itself. You've got the Garlic Festival coming up. This is something that you're leading.
This is the fifth annual Garlic Festival. So we started the Garlic Festival at our farm when we first moved to the Comox Valley. And it grew, I mean, it was super popular. At first we just had our garlic and then everybody else wanted to bring their garlic. And it got so big to the extent that, you know, we couldn't fit enough cars in our field and our neighbors were kind of not so happy about all the parking and trying to organize all of this stuff. And so I approached the Merville Hall and said, would you be interested? And right away, Craig said, absolutely, because it fits so well with their vision for what's happening at the Merville Hall.
Right.
So we're super excited that it's now got a new home.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what is that vision?
With the hall, it's the location of it is pretty unique in that it's right in between Courtney and Campbell River on the old Island Highway.
Right.
So you can't miss it. We painted it yellow, so we call it the Big Yellow Merville Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a community hall that we've turned into sort of a presentation hall as well, with concerts, with dances. And we see it's got 3 acres, so there's 2.5 acres that are arable right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we see that as being a site in the middle of this Comox Valley farmland that could be used as an incubator, farm demonstration gardens, showing people how you could farm sustainably, trying to bring on information for young farmers who may not have land right now but may be interested in getting into some.
So I could learn how to grow things?
You could certainly learn.
Yeah.
Big leafy plants, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a bit of a killer when it comes to plants. So.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I actually just saw your garden yesterday, or today.
Yeah, and that's not due to me.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, I'm getting off subject here.
No, that's all right. That sounds great. That sounds like definitely a boon to the community. That's something that we're sort of lacking, or maybe not lacking, but having it centralized, that sounds like a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. What Arzina had sort of mentioned when we were talking about getting together for this, something like more agritourism. So would this be open to public, like as far as guests come see what's going on?
Yeah, that would be the end goal, is to turn it into a bit of an agritourism site,
right.
A bit of a hub for agritourism in the valley. So people could, beyond that main highway, see the site, go in, check out what's going on. Inside the hall, there could be places or information to point you towards places like Arzina's farm, to other farms, maybe a little retail outlet there that just deals with farm products.
Wow.
So it's a long-term vision.
Right.
But things seem to happen fairly quickly because we can access funds from grants and things like that. And if you get the community behind, then you get a lot of volunteers.
Right. Wow. So how far into this are you?
Right now, last year we did the first fall fair at the Merville Hall, and that was really successful. Okay. Arzina was part of that. And
it was so great to be at a fall fair in the fall.
In the fall. In that was October, so it was nice and beautiful weather.
Right.
And we're doing another one, same time of year. We've just moved, a couple of years ago, we moved 2 buildings to the site. One is a church, an old church, and beside it was an old manse. And we moved these 2 buildings to the site. The church is 101 years old.
Oh, wow.
So these are, and they're right now sitting on really solid, brand new foundations, and we have to re-roof them and do the interiors. And they would become 2 buildings for classes, for weddings, for whatever. So And the rest of the site around the building itself, we could turn into little intimate gardens, showing heritage machinery, turn it into kind of like an Upper Canada Village style thing that would be a tourist attraction, as well as demonstrating agricultural processes.
Wow.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Ambitious.
Yeah, but I think it's all possible. And people like Arzina, I mean, you know, she's such a force here in organic farming.
Absolutely.
And if she gets involved, fantastic.
We have plans. We have lots of plans. Well, and right away when I saw those outbuildings, I was like, oh my gosh, classrooms. Yeah. We could do all kinds of workshops here simultaneously. A farm school, you know, my mind just kind of starts going in all kind of places. But slow and steady. So, you know, some of the things that are happening right now, like the Fall Fair and now Garlic Fest, you know, it's a perfect site for this because everything is there already, the parking, the bathrooms, all the facilities. It's wheelchair friendly, which is something that not many farms are.
Right.
And, you know, it's just got a really nice community vibe to it. So,
So you can really bring the community in there and get them involved.
And And then, you know, there's room as well because our farm, like when we were hosting it, we had, you know, six or seven farms showcasing their garlic, but we would have loved to have food trucks and, you know, food and demos. And and right away, like as soon as we started working on this, Craig has already booked like Wayward Distillery, 40 Knots, everybody's already booked. And
because
they have the space, right? They have the inside as well as the outside space. So it's great.
And I mean, around here, October, that like I mean, even into late October, it's still pretty nice
warm.
Outside.
I mean, luckily, August for the Garlic Festival, August 7th, it's a great time of the year. It's sunny usually.
Right.
You can depend on it being quite warm. But having that flexibility of inside space as well as outside, just in case, is always great.
That's perfect.
You never know what's going to happen around here. So,
Maybe I'm focusing on the wrong thing here, but something that definitely caught my attention was when you were talking about teaching younger generation, I guess, farming, which is, I know, something that Arzina has definitely spearheaded before. Have you had any interest yet? Have you put that out there? Are people starting to become aware that this is something you're going to be doing later on?
I think through Merville Organics, I think they may have an idea of what we're doing. There was last year, I think Merville Organics sponsored a symposium.
Well, through the Young Agrarians,
Right.
We had a big event and drew young farmers from all the way from Cortez and Quadra down, and then all the way, I think people came from Lanceville to an event to sort of talk, like get young new farmers together.
Right.
Yeah.
And not to completely zero in on that, but what is the state of youth farming? Is it good?
It's growing, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, compared to the mainland, farmland on Vancouver Island is still plentiful and somewhat affordable, although you could probably argue that too. But we have a lot of farmland here. And I think the issue is that there's never been a central focus of, okay, I'm interested in farming. Where do I go for info? And luckily Young Agrarians is there, but then if you want something more local, I think the hall and, you know, the around the hall would be a great hub.
Because of where it's situated, it's sort of central to a lot of available farmland, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So what brought you into that? What got you there?
To the hall, we just needed, we have a big fiddle group.
Right.
And so we needed a Saturday night dance once a month.
Right.
So began renting that hall and then realized nobody was running it.
Wow.
So we kind of took it over.
Yeah.
And for the last 7 or 8 years have been renovating, doing work there, and also building up a buzz around it for events. And it's turning into, you know, quite a nice country and western fiddle hall.
Nice.
It's been great. And so we really like the whole idea, the future idea of it, the stuff that can happen there.
Yeah.
And we're going to work towards that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're building quite a steady schedule around there with lots of events. And
yeah. There's things like weddings,
right,
memorial services, that sort of stuff. But, you know, we'll have like in November, we've got Valdi booked. We do things like Foggy Hogtown Boys have played there. We do Fiddle Fest, all sorts of community events, but they're also paid events too, where you
right.
you bring in entertainers.
Right. Fantastic. Well, I think that we've covered everything here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to get a little bit more info yeah. about the Garlic Festival, because sure. we want to definitely get that shout out to yeah. people if they're interested about garlic. Cause
yeah.
And I think we'll go into a little bit more depth on garlic on, yeah. an, on our next episode. But
yeah.
like right now, let's talk about like what's happening with this Garlic Festival.
Sure. So it's August 7th. It's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can go to the market on Saturday and then go
Sunday,
on
yeah.
Sunday.
I think 12, by the time this airs, it'll just be a few days before
yeah.
then. So yeah.
yeah. 12 to 4. Right. So it's not a full day event, but right. it's a concentrated garlic event. There will be, as of last count, I believe 7 garlic vendors, like farms that have their garlic, and each farm has between 3 to 12 different varieties of garlic. So there
wow.
will be this will be the place for you to get if you want a named garlic variety to either eat or to actually plant for fall.
Right.
This is the place to come and get it because growers will be selling it by the pound. Or you can buy individual bulbs if you want to try. I have a variety called Susan Delafield. You know, there are other, like, there are some very exotic and spicy garlics. Mm-hmm. Like, Susan is a very strong garlic, but it's not hot. If you like the hot, blow your head off, burn your tongue kind of garlic, there is that type of garlic out there. So
well,
you
great.
Can talk to the growers, find out, you know, and all of the garlic's grown locally, so you know it's successful here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you know, this is a great place to get that info. And then that's outside. Inside, there will be some treats, mm-hmm. food, like snacky kind of food. There will be samples from Wayward. And yes, Manoja is going to be there with her truck, the Ceylon Spice.
Right.
So we have, and she's making a special garlic curry.
Mm-hmm.
Javier is going to be there with his empanadas
nice.
And featuring some extra garlic in them. And then I understand Wayward is making a special garlic-infused vodka so that they can make some infused Caesars.
I was going to say, that sounds like it'd be perfect for a Caesar.
Yeah. So it's going to be everything garlic.
That's great.
Yeah, and
that's
there's
awesome.
Garlic jams and garlic. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff
I'm
that will
have to
be
check
there.
It out.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So where can people find this? What's the exact
So if you're on... So the actual yeah. address of the hall, Craig?
Well, the address is Fenwick Road, but really just look from... Go to the Merville store and look down the road, and you'll see the hall about half a mile down the road.
Okay.
So it's just on the road between Courtney... The old highway between Courtney and Campbell River.
Right.
Left-hand side as you're heading to Campbell River.
Okay.
And there'll be signs on the
yellow
road.
Building?
Yep, big yellow.
Big yellow.
Yellow.
Great. Okay.
And it's 12 to 4, like we said.
Right.
And yeah, come.
Kids' activities.
Lots of kids' activities. So family
okay.
friendly. It's free to come and you can wander around, try some garlic
sure.
samples and stuff.
Yeah.
There'll be food. There'll be activities for kids. So
great.
It'll be a good day to spend.
Music, entertainment.
Yes.
Wonderful. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. All right. And aside from maybe getting their information from here, is there somewhere online where they can find out details if they've forgotten?
For those who are on Facebook,
yeah.
There is an event. It's the Comox Valley Garlic Festival 2016.
Okay.
So you can look that up and more details will be there.
Perfect.
The Merville Halls.
We have a website that we're working on, getting really classy.
Yeah.
And it's on that already, but we're trying to improve the website.
Okay, great. Okay. And do you know the website address offhand?
MervilleHall.org.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us today.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. All right. Well, we'd like to thank our listeners, and don't forget to comment and like any of the episodes you've heard, and give us any feedback you feel would be great.
Great. Yeah, and thanks to our sponsors, the Atlas Cafe, and Ivan's Truffles and Butcher's Block. If you'd like to become a sponsor, you can contact us at any of the methods John's going to list.
Oh, well, yeah, you can message us on Facebook at the Edible Valley Podcast. Don't forget, you can always email us at ediblevalley@gmail.com. And, of course, we're on Twitter at Edible Valley.
Great.
Thanks for listening.
The Atlas Cafe, celebrating 20 years in the Comox Valley. Globally inspired, locally sourced.
Do you like chocolate? I like chocolate. ivanstruffles.com.